Hello everyone and welcome to the week 10 and final staff podcast for term 2. I would like to thank everybody for their work over this last week and the accumulation of weeks leading up to this point. It's been a huge term for a whole pile of the reasons and I appreciate everybody hanging in there. Just want to let you know that the decanting of the buildings is actually going to happen during this week. There was a week delay while there were some issues around taking power out of classrooms and some of the communication equipment out of those classrooms. So that will actually kick off before we start at work this coming Monday. Also want you to know that the builders have asked that at times it's going to be a little bit spectacular, if you like, as some of those buildings come down and there will be people watching, and that's fine, but they're just asking that people do not hang off the fences because they are temporarily put up and we don't want a situation where a fence actually comes down on a visitor or a student or a staff member. So if you are going to watch, please stand back a metre or so from the fence line so that those fences don't fall over. Just want to remind people that the Student Free Day is on Friday, so the last day for students is on the Thursday. School will continue through till 3:10, no early dismissal on the Thursday because it's not the last day of term technically. The Student Free Day will start at 8:30 sharp and will go through to around 2:45, and there are a couple of people who are leaving work for the final time on that afternoon and want to hang around, but I'm asking that people stay until 2:45. If you choose to stay longer, that's fine. The Student Free Day on the first day of the term is around SMARTer goals, and so same thing, we will kick off 8:30 sharp. We'll do that on the air floor and then we'll split away into individual groups. And the program for both of those days, I know the first one has been posted and there may be some minor changes, but the second Student Free Day will be very close if it hasn't been sent out already. I want to remind everybody that there's a site closure during the school holidays due to asbestos removal. That's a very strict process, so please do not attempt to come onto site. If for some reason the asbestos removal takes a shorter period than is expected, I will send a message out to everybody making sure that people know that the site is open. But please assume that it is shut for the whole of the 2-week school holiday period. Obviously there's a lot of visitors around during this decanting phase and also rebuilding phase of the school. So I'm asking that you only park in the allocated staff car parks. The temporary car park at the top of the school near aquaculture and the parks near the groundsman shed need to be made available for tradies during the redevelopment. So please only park in the staff area. There are a range of parks that are going to be built along School Lane as well as part of the redevelopment, and we'll need to make some decisions about who parks there or whether they're strictly for visitors to the site once they have been built. Just also a reminder, I noticed walking out of the school on Friday afternoon there was a lot of rubbish lying around, particularly on the oval spaces and through some of the corridors. So Tash has put some information out about yard duty teachers trying to keep things clean and asking students during break times to pick up rubbish in their general area. So if we can tidy that up, that would be great. It would be fantastic to be able to leave the site looking good over the school holidays, particularly the areas that are seen by the public. Just finally, thank you again for everybody's work. I wish you all a really good restful period during the school holidays. Some of us are going to need to continue to do some work, but some recreational time is important. Enjoy the sun when it's out, and I look forward to obviously working with you this week during the Student Free Days and continuing into Term 3 once we've had a little bit of a holiday. To finish off, where does the general keep his armies? The answer is in his sleeveys. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.